any other purpose other than God's purpose, God does not obligate himself to you out there on your own.
Dr. Tony Evans says connecting our prayers with the Lord's agenda is the key to finding answers.
So the question is, do we want to spin our wheels or do we want to make a connection?
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. Many of us pray because of what's at stake for us. Well, today, Dr. Evans explains that God answers prayer because of what's in it for him and his kingdom. Let's join him.
God operated in the spiritual realm with angels, but then he created man and put him in the physical realm. And then guess what God said? He said, let them rule. I want man to act in the physical realm on my behalf from the spiritual realm. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to develop a communication system by which they can link with me in order for them to do in time what I'm wanting to be done from eternity. So prayer is not some sort of casual, mundane exercise that you throw in before you eat. It was meant to be this mechanism of bringing heavenly involvement into historical context. It's a passport to a foreign land. The problem that I'm hearing you say, although you're not yet verbally speaking, is, but I pray and nothing happens. I pray over and over and over again. In fact, I don't pray much anymore because it's like I'm just saying words and nothing is happening. Well, that's what we want to talk about today. We want to talk about how to make sure stuff starts happening. John says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, I have written these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God that you might know that you have eternal life. Is that what he says in verse 13? You know you're saved because you believe. But what did you believe? What was written? You believe what was written, therefore you know you have eternal life. You say, but I thought you were going to talk to me about prayer. You got to go to verse 14. He says to those who know they're saved, these words in verse 14. He wants you in your salvation to make a connection. And this is the confidence we have before him that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And what is the result of that? Verse 15. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know we have the request which we have asked of him. So guess what he's saying? Just like you know you're saved because you believe what was written, you ought to know you're going to get an answer because you believe based on what is written. Let me say it another way. The same assurance you have about going to heaven, you should also have about answered prayer. You ought to raise your hand and say, I know I'm getting this one. He invites you to have the same security about answered prayer that you have about going to heaven. He says it's all tied to the name. Then how do I get his name to work? He tells you in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence we have before him that if we ask anything, how many things? And I think anything means anything. There are no exceptions to the word anything. If we ask anything, here it is, according to his will. Now you know what he means by name. What he means by believing in his name when it comes to prayer is making your request in concert with his will. Why are so many of our prayers unanswered? Because what we're asking for is not what he's asking for. So he cannot give you what's against his will. So you know what we do? We go get it ourselves. Okay? Big problem. He says, if you ask it according to my will, you will get anything you ask for. Now, wait, can you picture this? Every time you get on your knees and ask for anything, you got it. That'll make a man want to pray, won't it? That'll make you want to pray. If the bank says, anytime you ask for any level of money, anytime you come in, you got it. Going to the bank is no problem. That's true. He says, anything. If you ask it, according to my will, which is the same as in his name, his father, my father will grant it. Okay, so now, where do I discover his will? That becomes a question. Where do I find out what his will is? Well, let's go back to verse 13. And it is written that anyone who believes in the name of the Son of God will know. You find his will in two places. First of all, it is written. That's his revealed will, and that's in the Bible. The Bible is the revealed will of God, meaning it tells you what God wants universally. So you always start with the revealed will of God. It is written. God will never contradict in your life what he wrote. Because what is written is yea and amen, settled in heaven. It's eternal. His word is eternal. So you always start with his revealed will. Now here's the problem. Many of us are praying for things that his revealed will have already told us he's not going to give us. I don't care how long you pray. I don't care how long you fast. I don't care how many folk you ask pray for you. If it is against his revealed will, he's not going to contradict his word. It's always going to come back to it is written. So there's no way around that. On the other hand, there's some of us where he has spoken in his revealed will who haven't gotten it because we've never asked for it. He says, you have not because you ask not in James chapter 4. So it's possible that he wants to give it to you, but because either you didn't know it was available to you or you never asked him for it, you don't get it. Because remember, he doesn't give it until the request is made. But if it's authorized, you always start with his revealed will. So in whatever issue you're dealing with life, you want to ask the question, has God said something about this? What has he said? That gives me the revealed will, but that doesn't solve our problem. Let me tell you why it doesn't solve our problem. It doesn't solve our problem because everything that God wants to do to us, for us, and about us is not written in the Bible. In other words, the Bible doesn't tell me whether to move to Canada or move to South America. The Bible doesn't tell me to take the job with IBM versus Xerox. The Bible doesn't tell me to marry Joe versus James. You can't find that specificity in the Bible. That's not there. But if I want to be in the will of God, I want to know what he wants. So I need you to tell me. I mean, I know what you told me in your written word. You told me I got to be a Christian, or you told me I got to take care of my family. You give me guidelines of written word, but I need something that's more specific. Well, watch this. Now, remember when you got saved? You heard the word of the Lord. You heard somebody explain to you what was written. You believed it. And when you believed it, God took what was written and applied it to you. Now, what was written about, you know, whosoever believes on the Son of God hath eternal life, now became your eternal life. It left general and became so specific at the moment of faith. Now, watch this now. You became intimate with the Savior because you got saved. You accepted Jesus Christ. Once you're straight with the written word, then what God does is apply the written word to your personal situation. He personalizes it. That's the job of the Holy Spirit, by the way, folks. The Holy Spirit, the Bible says, has been shed abroad in our hearts. Why is he there? To be a witness to the written word in your daily life. His job is to apply it to your name, which may be different than how he applies it to somebody else. That's why the Holy Spirit is such a powerful being in your Christian life, because his job is to highlight it for you. You know, a highlighter where you go over something and now it jumps out at you. His job is to apply the word in your daily situations. How does he do it? He does it by your relationship. Okay, now let me show you something. I want you to turn your Bibles. We're going to come back here to close it out, but you got to catch this. I want you to turn your Bibles to St. John again, chapter 5, and I want to show you something. This principle that I'm getting ready to share with you will change your life. I guarantee it. And it will certainly start seeing you get answered prayers instead of going around in circles. Jesus has just healed a man at the pool of Bethesda. All these sick people out there. And Jesus comes along and he sees this man. He comes over to this guy. He says, do you want to be made well? Guy says, well, yeah. Jesus says, well, take up your bed and walk. Guy takes up his bed and starts walking. And this man has been sick for over 30 years. And all of a sudden, Jesus passes by and says, you want to be made well? Come on, get up. The people who saw him do this said, whoa. What are you doing? You can't do that. Jesus responds to them. And look what he says in verse 19. Jesus therefore answered and said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son of Man can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing, and greater works than these will he show him, that you may marvel. Now, I don't know if you just caught that. Jesus is saying, you know why I healed him? Because I saw the Father healing him. When I saw, I got up this morning and I was spending time with God. And while I was spending time with God, I saw what God was doing in history. And when I saw what God was doing, he was healing a man at the pool of Bethesda. So now that I see that that's what the Father is doing, I'm going over here to the pool of Bethesda and we're going to heal this guy. In other words, I'm a manifest in history what I saw my daddy doing in eternity. That now tells you what prayer is supposed to be. Prayer is not supposed to be sitting down and saying, okay, bless my mother, bless my father, bless my kids, bless my job today, give me a raise, make sure my car doesn't break down, I want to thank you for food on my table and a roof over my head. Yeah, that's nice, but you can do that in 3 minutes. All right? That wasn't what Jesus was doing. He says, I positioned myself in the presence of God until God showed me what he was doing. What that meant was I wouldn't waste my time with all these other people. Because God wasn't doing anything with them. He was doing something with this man at the pool for 30 some years sick. So when I saw what he was doing, I went over and I participated in that. Let me tell you what Jesus did. He would spend an hour with God so that he'd only have to spend 1 minute with people. He'd walk over to people and say, yep, this the one. Yeah, this the one. Rise, take up your bed and walk. He would spend an hour with God, so he only had to spend a few minutes with people. We spend a minute with God, so we got to spend years with people. We never find out what he is doing so that we can stop trial and error. Some of us ought to be tired of trial and error, trial and error. I tried this, it didn't work. I tried that didn't work. I tried. And we keep doing the same stuff over and over. I tried. None of this is working. You know why? Because we never got around to finding out what he was doing. We just wanted to do what we were doing and then ask him to bless it, even though his name wasn't signed to it.
So how do we figure out which decisions and directions God will endorse? Well, Dr. Evans will have some thoughts on that when he returns in just a moment. You know, here at The Alternative, we're facing a challenge. We have more and more opportunities to help churches reach their communities, to train and equip pastors and keep their families strong, and of course, keeping this program on the air. But we can't do any of that without your support. Dr. Evans talked with me recently about some of those opportunities and why they're so important. Here's what he had to say.
We have a number of financial needs facing the ministry right now. One financial need is, of course, the National Church Adopt a School Initiative. We want to train pastors and churches, and we want to absorb some of that cost. You can actually sponsor a church to get trained through your support of this initiative through the Urban Alternative. And then, of course, supporting our media outreach, our radio and television, because, you know, that's expensive to go out, and we have a lot more people who are blessed by it than to support it. So if you're one who's blessed by it, then you're supporting us can help it to continue going out. We definitely need your prayers, and we do need your financial support.
Again, our outreach wouldn't be possible without the faithful support of listeners just like you. That's why if you can help us out right now with a contribution of any size, we'd like to say thank you by sending you a CD copy of our current teaching series, The Power of Prayer. It's our gift when you visit TonyEvans.org and make a donation, large or small. So visit us today at TonyEvans.org, because this special offer is only available for a limited time. You can also call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our staff members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, right now, Dr. Evans is back with more of today's lesson. Let's join him.
A friend of mine, his name, some of you have read his book, Henry Blackaby. Henry Blackaby wrote Experiencing God, and I was talking to him. He says, it's a phenomenal book, Experiencing God, because he takes God off the pages of the Bible and makes him just like right here in front of your face. And he says, everybody ask him, what is his secret? Because it's phenomenal stuff this guy does. He says, what is the secret? He says, it's really not complicated. He says, I get up at 4 a.m. No matter what time I go to bed, I get up at 4 a.m. So from 4 to 7, I'm with God. I'm opening his word. I'm reading his word. I'm thinking great thoughts about him. I'm praising him. I'm asking him to reveal. So what he does is he reveals to me before my day even starts what I'm to be about that day. How does he reveal it? He lets the Holy Spirit intersect with my human spirit, creating a thought in my mind. He creates a thought in my mind because of the human spirit. How do you know when a thought you're thinking is God's thought and you're not just making up thoughts? Simple. When God is talking to you, you know that you know. See, the reason why many of us read the Bible but don't hear his voice is we read it long distance. We'll come to church and we'll bring the revealed word, but then we'll stay distant from here and never hear the whisper. Never hear the confirmation. He says the Father loves the Son and the Son loves the Father. We got this intimate thing going on, so I see what he's doing. Do you know how much time? You know, some of us have wasted 20 years of our lives because we never looked at what he was doing. We just kept asking him to bless what we were doing. That's wasted time and wasted life. So Jesus did the will of the Father based on his revealed word, and then the Holy Spirit highlighted it. I've been asked this, so let me answer this. How do you know when the Holy Spirit's highlighting something, verifying it? Two ways, two predominant ways. One is he will give you a scripture to confirm it. He will give you a rhema word. The Bible is the Logos. It's the total written word of God. Then there's the rhema word. The rhema word is that spoken word, that word that's applied to your situation. That's when the Holy Spirit highlights a text. I'll give you an example. When we first came out here and I saw the little church down here with the A-frame building that was all without here. And the pastor said, well, we'll give you a month to see if you can come up with the $200,000 to buy it. I knew that I knew that this was the place. I didn't know it. I knew that I knew it. I had that confidence of knowing. Now, I couldn't go to a Bible verse that says, buy the church on Camp Wisdom. There's no Bible verse that would tell me that. But I still knew that I knew it. Just based on general principles and based on the confirming work of God in my spirit, which created the thought to buy the church. The problem was we didn't have $200,000. Most of you who become members have heard the story. We didn't even have $2,000. We had 60, 70 members. We couldn't afford to buy it. We didn't have the money to buy it. But I knew that I knew that God was going to provide. But how did I confirm it before God made the provision? I'll tell you how. I was reading the scriptures one day and just reading like a devotional reading. And I came across an Old Testament verse that says, "And I have given this land to you for your possession, so that in possessing it, you will fulfill my covenant with my people." Now, that verse had been in there for years. I had read that verse many times, but on this day, the Holy Ghost took a highlight pencil and wrote it in yellow so that it jumped out of the Bible, and boom, I got a rhema word. That is something he wrote to Abraham way long ago. He told me. Even though it wasn't written to me, it was written to me when he took out his yellow pencil and highlighted it and said, "I'm talking to you right now." God will use his written word as a rhema to confirm his written word as a logos if you're close enough to hear it. If you're far away, you'll read the revealed word as a logos and never be hit with a rhema word for your application. It's distance that turns the logos into the rhema. And then ultimately he confirmed it through circumstances by making the provision. What I'm trying to say to you today is that your whole life can be totally transformed by prayer if it's in his name, which means it's according to his will, based on his word, applied by his spirit to your situation. And you can have this confidence that whatever you ask in his name, he will give. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you here? You make this connection and nothing is the same in your life. Now we got to answer one other question now. We got a zinger. It says you will have this confidence and you will know that he hears you. And if you know that he hears you, 1 John 5:15 says, you know that you have the request that you ask of him. Just like you know you're saved, you know you're getting this one. So the question is, do we want to spin our wheels or do we want to make a connection? The connection of prayer with God's purposes. Because any other purpose other than God's purpose, God does not obligate himself to. You out there on your own. And a lot of us should be tired of being on our own.
Maybe you're on your own because you've never stepped up and committed your life to Christ. Well, Dr. Evans will come back in a moment to explain how you can do that. So stay with us. If your prayer life isn't on track, it's next to impossible to keep your Christian faith healthy and growing. So if you need more help in that area, make a point of requesting a copy of our current teaching series, The Power of Prayer. As I mentioned earlier, for a very limited time, you can get all 7 messages in this series on CD as our thank you gift for a contribution of any amount. Make a point of visiting us today at TonyEvans.org to make the arrangements before time runs out. And while you're there, you can pick up a copy of Tony's brand new book called Praying Through the Names of God. It's packed with over 300 specific prayers on over 80 different names the Bible uses for the Lord. Again, that's Praying Through the Names of God. Get a copy today at TonyEvans.org, or you can call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our staff members help you. Again, dial 1-800-800-3222. At a concert or play, a backstage pass gives you access to places the public can't go. Well, next time, Dr. Evans will explain how God gives us the same kind of access to heaven through prayer. Right now, though, he's here to talk about the most important prayer we can ever pray.
If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do that right now. Simply go to him and acknowledge that you're a sinner in need of a Savior and that you're transferring your trust to him alone because of his death on the cross and resurrection from the dead. In fact, I'm going to say a little prayer and you can repeat it after me. You just have to mean it for yourself. Heavenly Father, I know I'm a sinner and that I can't save myself. I believe Jesus Christ, your Son, died on the cross in my place for my sin. And I now am trusting him alone to forgive me and to give me the gift of eternal life that he promised to give to anyone who came to him for it. Thank you for saving me and help me from this day forward to live a life pleasing to you. Congratulations. Welcome to the family.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative, restoring hope, transforming lives.